Little Casey spotted me first and said, "Hi, Anita. Isn't this dress dumb-looking?" Her mother, Elizabeth, call me Elsie Markowitz, followed close behind. She was tall, olive-skinned, a lawyer, and very good friends with Catherine, the bride. "Now, Casey," Elsie said, "it's a beautiful dress. All those nice pink ruffles." The dress looked like a petunia on steroids to me. I stripped off my jacket and started moving into my own dressing room before I had to give my opinion out loud. Sometime later, I was standing on a perfect circle of a raised platform, wearing matching pink high heels. The dress was the right length, at least. It also had little puff sleeves and was an off-the-shoulder look. The dress showed almost every scar I had. The newest scar was still pink and healing on my right forearm. But it was just a knife wound. They're neat, clean things compared to my other scars. My collarbone and left arm had both been broken. A vampire bit through them, tore at me like a dog with a piece of meat. There's also the cross-shaped burn mark on my left forearm. Some inventive human vampire slaves thought it was amusing. I didn't. I looked like Frankenstein's bride goes to the prom. Okay, maybe it wasn't that bad, but Mrs. Cassidy thought it was. She thought the scars would distract people from the dress, the wedding party, the bride. She thought I deserved to be in the wedding because we were such good friends. I was paying good money to be publicly humiliated. We must be good friends. Mrs. Cassidy handed me a long pink pair of satin gloves. I pulled them on obediently, wriggling my fingers deep into the tiny holes. I've never liked gloves. They make me feel like I'm touching the world through a curtain. Not optimal for handling a gun. But the bright pink things did hide my arms. Scars all gone. What a good girl, right? Mrs. Cassidy fluffed out the satiny skirt, glancing into the mirror. "It will do, I think."